How long y'all been together for?
Like a year and a month.
Oh, this is terrible. Okay, look, poor guy.
Yeah.
Trust her?
She's pretty cute.
Trust her?
Yeah.
He's kind of clueless.
That's cool with you?
Yeah.
That's cool with you?
Yeah.
That's his.
She was like, yeah.
Sure. She's like, oh, that's probably not
his
a good
sister.
Idea. See, she knows he's loyal and faithful.
So you know everybody through the phone?
Yeah.
Basically, okay. All right, so now we're finna go through her phone, man.
Oh, shit. Damn.
I thought it was only your phone.
Oh, I don't want to play this game no more.
It's making couples feel cold. So both of y'all got to
feel
cold.
Yeah, my phone died.
Oh, it just died.
My phone died.
She turned it off.
It died.
Oh, man, that poor guy.
No, it died.
That hoe ain't loyal.
It died.
Man, she turned it off, man.
Why are you
going to
tell me it died?
Man, she turned it off. I seen her.
Oh, damn.
There's no proof it died.
Oh, yeah, she's getting angry.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you cheating on me?
Your phone was just at 100.
I didn't turn it off.
Your phone
was at
100%.
Busted.
You trust me. You trust me. Why are you going to believe him?
Ew.
Just in the park. You didn't have your phone.
No. My phone died.
Turn it on. Try to turn it on.
It died. No.
It's getting lag on.
I would have been like, I have a charger for you.
She's just one of that dude is just one of the guys she's probably fucking.
Oh no.
See, he had no idea. He just assumed
that
she was loyal. And he was just kind of clueless dunce. Most guys are.
Oh, poor guy.
And she's probably settling. She uses him for her main boyfriend, and she's probably got a few other she got a couple Chad Thundercocks in the background. Maybe an older guy with money that's, you know, buying her stuff at the mall or whatever.
Yeah. Well, like I feel like the attraction, like she's pretty, she's thin.
And he's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
He's a marshmallow. So he's like a teddy bear.
Yeah. Probably a good, loyal dude. And he thought she was loyal. And come to find out, obviously she was not. But right away, he's like, you've been cheating on me. He seemed like he kind of already suspected that something was off.
Yeah.
And then... You know, obviously that she was guilty. If she had nothing to hide, she'd be like, here.
Right.
Check it out. I got nothing to hide.
She turned it off so quick. She was just like.
Yep. And the guy was watching her when she did it. Oh, my battery died.
Ironic. Well, what do you do in that situation? Do you just leave her?
She's a fuck buddy, friends with benefits, sex playmate, wear a raincoat. But she ain't going to be loyal. Because when you tolerate it, she'll, you know. She might be loyal and faithful when she's happy and in love, but as soon as you slack off again, she doesn't feel heard and understood. You stop dating her, she'll be calling up Chad Thundercock and getting her pelvis reamed out, you know, while he's at work or whatever.
Yeah.
Or fucking his best friend.
And she got angry so quick. Like,
yeah.
She really, like, started snapping.
Well, you know what's behind anger?
Insecurity?
Fear.
Oh.
She's afraid.
Yeah.
She's afraid she's going to be found out, and obviously she was. She had nothing to hide. She'd be like, yeah, sure. Just like he was. He had nothing to hide.
Right.
He was a good dude. She wasn't. He didn't vet properly.
Yeah.
He bought the Disney fairy tale. Oh, she's with me. She's got to be a good person.
It's embarrassing.
It happens a lot. You got to vet people. You got to vet everybody, not just the girls. You got to vet your friends, your peer group, your customers, everybody. Character's destiny.
I hope he left her, though. I hope that was his, like, awakening. Like,
he probably tried to change her. Oh, give her another chance.
Give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, well, maybe she'll change.
Maybe she was camera
shy. Just nice enough to her. She won't do it again.
Yeah.
What you got to do is throw her back to the streets and, you know, date her friend who's hotter.
Start getting back into the dating scene. And if she gets upset, then that's her fault.
Yeah, that type of woman, it's like, you're not going to fix her. She's not going to be loyal to anybody. She's selfish, narcissistic. She don't care.
Yeah.
Loyalty doesn't mean anything.
She has the little furry hats.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a little innocent little girl. I'm an innocent girl. I would never do that. It's like, I went to a Catholic high school. It's like, they're all a bunch of whores. That's the bottom line. Y'all are naughty. Girls are naughty. I had a video that came out today where I was talking about body count. And that the average woman, by the time they graduate college, has slept with like 25, 30 guys. And the dudes in the car, they're all getting all mad and upset. And it's like, Well, most of y'all start dating and sleeping with guys when you're usually at least a freshman in high school. Some of them before that. I mean, when I was in middle school, I had friends of mine that were having sex with their girlfriends in 7th and 8th grade.
That's crazy.
So, you know, you figure the average girl, she loses her virginity to probably the first guy her freshman year. Maybe they date for a few weeks or a month because she didn't know anything. She has no experience. Mm-hmm. And then doesn't work out. Maybe he blows her off, starts fucking some other girl. And then, you know, a month later, and there's another guy in class that's always liked her because now she's single. And then she starts dating him. Second, third, fourth date, she has sex with him. She's thinking, maybe this is it. And then, you know, they date for a few months. You know, by this point, you're like basketball homecoming in the, you know, the spring term. And then, you know, after basketball homecoming, you find out that he's fucking some other girl in the school, and he cheats because, again, this is only the second guy she's ever dated, and she's, what, 14, 15 years old? She doesn't know anything. And so they break up, and then, you know, maybe she meets somebody over the summer, has a little summer of love, a little fling. Oh, maybe this is Mr. Right, and then whatever reason doesn't work out. And so you just that's just kind of like in 1 year, like a freshman year for the average girl.
Yeah.
Maybe she has one-night stand or something after she, you know, found out that her boyfriend was cheating or whatever to make herself feel better. It's like, it's totally understandable. And so when you take that and, you know, then you got sophomore year, junior, senior year, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year of college. I mean, it's 8 years of 2 to 3 dudes a year. It's like, you're right there. You're right there, 25, 30, and it, you know. It pisses men off. Usually the guys that get most upset are the guys that never got the hot girl they felt they wanted. They want to be able to look at a girl and go, oh, she's a little innocent child of God. She's this little beautiful flower. She only wants to be with one man her whole life. And, you know, maybe she had that fantasy when she was a little girl. But, you know, by the time when the average girl gets to be Caroline's age, the bodies have been stacked. It's not a lot. I mean, it really isn't. 2 or 3 a year. It's like, you know, that's like one new guy a quarter. Mm-hmm. That's not a lot. But, you know, over just a handful of years, it's like, you go, woo. And again, it's like most guys, it's like, it's really hard for them to get laid. And so by the time they're that age, they're pissed off because they're not getting enough. They're not getting the kind of woman that they felt they deserved.
Or if like her body count is higher than his, he's just like, what?
Yeah, there was a guy in the comments in the video today. He was like, I was having this conversation with my girlfriend, and we're like, well, what's your body count? And he's like, mine was 1. And then when she told me hers was 20, he was shocked. It was like,
oh my gosh.
And he's like, you know, guy in his early 20s, college guy. And it's like, I don't know. I think he said he was 19. So I take that back. Mm-hmm. So he's like freshman in college at this point.
Yeah.
And so by freshman year, the girl he's dating has already slept with 20 guys. And we're like, how can that happen? It's like 3 to 4 a year. You know, Caroline's over here going,
That's pretty insane. I'm not even in the...
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not even in the double digits.
Tell me I'm wrong.
And I'm 26.
She's not in the double digits. Do you guys believe, Caroline, that she's not in the double digits?
And I think I'm not in the double digits because I've been in a relationship my whole life. So if you count how many boyfriends I've had, that's the number of times I've lost it.
And you've never had a one-night stand? Is that what you're trying to commit? Not a single one?
Nope. Cross my heart.
Don't let the innocent look fool you.
Yeah.
It's always the innocent girls. I went to a Catholic high school again. Maybe?
No.
Maybe not.
There's some good ones out there. Don't make them think all these girls are just...
But, like, when you go out on dates with guys, or do you find dudes, especially your age, or, like, how many men have you slept with?
That they ask me.
Do they ask that? Is that something that always comes up? How many guys have you had sex with?
No. I've had luck in the dating scene. A lot of guys treat me with respect.
These guys are, like, angry because they watch the Red Pill stuff, and it's, you know, these guys basically berating women because of the, you know, OnlyFans girls or sex workers or strippers berating them because the amount of men that they've slept with. And so a guy that has no experience with women looks at that and goes, oh, well, that's how I'm supposed to talk to a woman, be an angry dickhead and be pissed off at them and be confrontational. It's like, you're going to have blue balls really bad if that's how you're showing up.
Yeah.
because women are not going to feel safe around you if you're angry and upset and pissed off and confrontational. And how many dudes have you slept with?
Yeah. And I feel like that's not...
I've never once had that conversation with any woman I've ever dated. I've never sat there and go, I want your body count. How many guys have you had sex with? And I'm taking notes.
Yeah, no.
It's like, not a once. It's like you have to vet for character. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys talk about boyfriends and stuff like that and guys you've dated, but
it's a personal question. You don't really ask that until you're in a genuine relationship. And even then, I don't think anyone really wants to know.
I've never, that I can think of, had any woman I've ever dated go, how many girls have you slept with, Corey? And vice versa. I've never asked a woman I've dated how many men they have slept with. You get a sense of it from, you know, their relationship history and stuff like that over time. Mm-hmm. But it's silly to me that, you know, dudes go out on dates and that's the topic of conversation. Because love's supposed to be playful and fun. And if you're interrogating her on your first date, you're probably not going to get a second date.
Right. Yeah. That's definitely not something you ask on a first or second date. That's weird. Like, why do you want to know that?
Because he ain't been laid enough. Probably just like the one guy. He was like, he's been with one girl, and his girl has been with 20 dudes already at that point. It's not hard. It's not hard for a pretty girl like yourself to get laid because it's always offered. Mm-hmm. It's like no matter where you go, there's a buffet laid out for you ahead of time.
Right.
And it's just an endless stream of dudes that are, you know, like, you ever see the comedy routine of Chris Rock? It's probably, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. He's talking about how, like, guys are with women. He's like, oh, let me get the door for you, ma'am. And then he gets the door and, you want some dick? Oh. You know, it's like, oh, let me take you to dinner. Want some dick? Hey, let's get together for a drink sometime. Want some dick? Mm-hmm. You know, it's basically, it's constant.
Yeah.
You have constant attention, even when you're in relationships. It's dudes are approaching you, expressing interest, trying to slide into your DMs. It just never stops.
Aye. And then I could pick one.
You'll have a line.
Yeah.
A line will form very quickly in the street.
Yeah, it's better to
take a number, boys. I'm doing interviews.
Interviews.
Who's the lucky guy tonight?